When you burn a lot of wood in the fireplace, that stuff that's left after it's burned down, that would just be the
ashes.
What color were those usually?
Well, it depends on what kind of wood you burn. Now, hickory or pecan will make white ashes, and oak will make kind of a gray-looking ones.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
So it just depends on what you burn.
That's right.
And if you burn a lot of wood in there over a period of time, you get this stuff accumulating on the sides of the...
smut.
Some people tell me that stuff will, I guess you had to clean that out every now and then.
No.
Oh, you didn't?
It burns its own stuff out.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm. And you have to take those ashes out down there. That's much, you can see it all long. It'll catch a fire and it'll just burn slow and make all kind of things up in there where it burns. And it'll burn out.
Would it flame out the chimney?
No, or? No. Uh-uh. I imagine it would go out the chimney, but it would just burn up there slowly.
I see. Some people told me that there was some stuff that collects there in the fireplace that it'll catch a fire, and you can actually see flames coming out the top of the chimney. You ever heard anything like that?
Well, yeah. Now you can burn coal in a fireplace, and it'll gum up in there, and it'll catch a fire and go out the top. That business that house like to burn up, yeah. Would have been if we hadn't been at home about two years ago. We were burning coal, and it's a stacked chimney. Got a fireplace on each side in each room, and the stack goes right up between them. And we'd been a burning coal, and the man that built it, well, he didn't build it like it should have been built. He should have carried that partition all the way on up to the top, but he didn't. He just built it up. Oh, about 16 inches above the opening of the fireplace, top opening, and quit. And it, that stuff caught a fire, and it had a fire screen on the other side built out of paneling. And it was had it fastened up there, and that stuff caught a fire and burned out and fell over behind there and set that piece of paneling afire.
Hmm.
And we seen the smoke when it come out of that room. Back into the living room where we were sitting. And I run in there and snatched it out and threw it out there in the yard and put it out. And then the next morning I got me some brick and mortar and got in there and bricked it up. To be sure.
Did people, when you burned fire in a fireplace, did people ever have the houses burned down, or was it pretty safe?
It's pretty safe. The man built the chimney, didn't leave no holes in it. Yeah, if you put it up there right, well, now them up yonder was built there, and them mortar joints was filled full on both sides, full head joints. And they've been there ever since 1917. I wouldn't be scared to build a fire in one of them now.
Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I guess that's your property up there?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What are you going to do with it? You just going to let it stand? Or?
Let it stay there.
We were talking about the fireplace and all. Did people ever around here use for stoves for heat?
Not many. Uh-uh. Very few.
Mostly fireplace.
Yeah. Now we used a stove. A heater, like all the heaters we use, and then these screws. Yeah, they use these cast iron heaters in there, but then these screws for heat.
They make pretty good heat.
Yeah, they make pretty good. Fill that thing up, well, it will keep that room warm.
Right.
And then, well, one room, and it was about as large as that house, I'd say, somewhere thereabout.
Yes, sir.
It'd keep all of us kids warm enough in there.
You were talking about, when you were telling me about the old house, the living room? Y'all did have a living room in that old house? Or did you?
No, no.
Didn't have one?
No.
That's it.
You talking about the one I was born in?
Yes, sir.
No, no living room. You lived in a whole of men.
Oh. So there wasn't a room where you'd have company or something like that?
Uh-uh.
Have you ever heard people around here call their living room anything else?
No, I don't know if I have.
Like parlor?
Well, I've heard that.